MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Jason Swartz, portfolio manager at Old Mutual Investment Group. Jason, appreciate the time. Local market's been doing well. Lots of drivers. We've got a government of national unity. Rates are coming down. We've got Eskom working. Even the China stimulus coming through on Tuesday. But we're still not seeing foreign interest in our equity market.
Yes, correct, Simon. It's a little bit of an anomaly to me. I guess the one theory is that foreigners, you know, have longer time horizons and they prefer to take their time and do some more homework. And when they do allocate, they do that aggressively. I think the other reason could also just be that they would rather wait and see what the outcome of US elections are before allocating to emerging markets. But I mean, you've mentioned all the kind of positive drivers and, you know, it feels like the stars are aligning, but foreigners are just not ready to allocate it.
I want to come back to the emerging markets, but you mentioned the US elections. Let's quickly touch on that. That's now, what, just a little over a month away. We've got Harris, we've got Trump. What's the difference depending on which wins?
Look, Trump obviously has a bias towards America First policy, so it's very isolationist, lots of global tariffs. I think tax cuts are obviously on the cards, deregulation. So probably positive from a corporate perspective. Whereas Harris, I think, you know, probably higher taxes, which will be a bit of a squeeze on corporates. But I think global sentiment might just be more positive and less trade tension. So it's difficult to really tell. I think one thing that we know is that it'll be difficult to rein in their kind of budget deficit because I think both sides are going to spend and there's not extra revenue sources. I would suspect that it's going to be quite a close call. And if it's Trump, probably more volatility. And if it's Harris, you know, I think markets are probably going to be more concerned about the corporate environment.
You mentioned the debt story, debt to GDP forecast to 122%. That is a giant number. And I appreciate their developed economies. I'm thinking Japan, which are around 200%. But that's a big number and needs solving by whoever the administration is. To your point, not sure how they're going to solve it because raising taxes is not viable and cutting spending, not really either.
You know, I think there are a lot of non-negotiables when you think about some of the expenses. So all the healthcare programs, Social Security, you know, there's just no possibility of cutting those. And, you know, where they're going to find additional revenue from, obviously rates are coming down, so that'll be a little bit of a tailwind.
Sure.
But, you know, it's just a poor outlook. I think the interest expense is likely going to be more than military expense in a couple of years' time. And it kind of makes me think of that saying where, you know, you want to fix the roof when the sun is shining.
Yeah.
They're in a good space in terms of economic growth, but this is the time to actually fix the fiscal situation and they're not doing it. So, you know, when we go into a slowdown, I think this will be even more exacerbated.
You mentioned slowdown and in a note you put out, you referred to the Sharma rule. I've followed it quite closely for some time. In its technicalist sense, in its purest sense, it's a predictor of US economic turndown. And it has triggered, as I understand, although some folks say if you take the roundings, it hasn't. But that perhaps brings maybe not a recession, but certainly a slowdown as well, which could be a problem.
Yes. You know, I think Claudia Sahm herself has said that it's not a hard and fast rule. And there are conditions this time that could lead to some sort of exceptions. Look, I think if you look at the hard data, particularly at the labor market, there are growing signs that it's starting to crack. Mm-hmm. Consumer spending is also, you know, looking like it's decelerating. And a lot of those tailwinds in terms of the balance sheets are gone. So, you know, we might not get a sharp recession. We could get some sort of shallow or short-lived recession or some sort of slowdown, but it's just unlikely that the US economy like chugs along at 3% growth in perpetuity.
I take your point on that 100%. Bringing it back home, our markets have been running. I mean, we can debate valuation, but they're certainly not in expensive territory. Is there a chance that we start seeing local Reg 28 managers perhaps scaling back some offshore exposure, nuance what we've just been saying, and putting more into the market? It's not taking the place of foreigners, but it's certainly a driver out there.
Certainly, you've seen some of the managers that went early after Reg 28 opened up 2 years ago. That went to 45 immediately. Some of them, if you follow the announcements, are saying they come back from 45 to 40% because the risk of structural reform in South Africa is now improved. So you're getting a little bit of that tailwind in terms of flows coming back. It certainly isn't the case for foreigners buying into that story yet. I think there's a lot of optimism, and I think, you know, they would want to see what happens with interest rates, what happens with elections, whereas, you know, I think locals are a bit closer to what reforms are happening, certainly understand the benefits of two-pot system and the cycle, the interest cuts, and just a bit closer to what's happened on the logistics and Eskom side. So you're definitely seeing a little bit of a capitulation from some of those managers that took money off early and are bringing some of that back.
I take your point, and we are closer to it. And also, we are South African. This is our home. This is our country. But this really is about perhaps foreigners waiting for to see proper structural reform, to see proper turnarounds happening at Eskom and Transnet. We've certainly got green shoots, but maybe they're just wanting more than that green shoot as well.
Yeah, and even if you talk to rating agencies, I was at a lunch recently with one of them, and the same sort of sentiment, they'd like to see sustainability in the improvement. They'd like to see stability in the GNU. They'd like to see our debt metrics come down substantially. So there's a lot of markers for them that, you know, just takes a little bit of time, and you see the incremental improvements, but they would like to see, you know, maybe 12 months, 18 months of that systematic improvement before they allocate aggressively.
Yeah, I think Agnew is about 100 days old. I think load shedding is probably about 170 or 80 days. It is still early days. We'll leave it there. Jason Swartz, Portfolio Manager, Old Mutual Investment Group. Appreciate the insights.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.